Love Effing Works, Episode 3.
You are listening to Love Effing Works. Prepare to open your heart and lift your life to a whole new level. Here's your host, Dan Butler.
Welcome, everybody, to Love Effing Works. This is your host, Dan Butler, and I've got a really special guest. They're all special guests, but I just happen to love this one in particular today. Jessica Brace is the president of Firewalker Creative Incorporated, where she is the lead creative director. She's no stranger to the internet. Jessica's been around since 1999, when she began work as a freelance graphic and website designer. Constantly on the cutting edge of what's new on the internet, Jessica saw growth of YouTube and quickly recognized massive marketing power of video. Voraciously studying every video that she could find, Jessica rapidly became one of the top experts in YouTube and video marketing strategy. She is a best-selling author of Ready, Set, Go, Make Video, 101 YouTube Video Ideas for Your Business. She is also a sought-after speaker, and not only that, she is a loving
wife and mother.
Jessica, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
how are you today?
I am doing fantastic.
That's great.
Another gorgeous sunny day in Florida. I can't beat it.
Oh, that's great. So our first question right off the bat is, are you ready to share some love?
Of course.
That's great. So, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where you came from, and what makes Jessica Brace tick?
Wow, that's a big question. What makes me tick? Ask my husband that and he'll just roll his eyes. But where I come from, a really unique place. I grew up in Provincetown, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, which is a small town. It's 1 mile wide and 3 miles long. And we have about 2,000 people in the winter and over 1 million people come through in July and August. So it was a unique place. So I came from there, but it was also the breeding ground for me to become an entrepreneur because I had my own business at the age of 5, where I would make a couple $100 a day selling seashells to the tourists down by the beach.
Wow, that's cool. Let's dig into that. That's cool.
Yeah, so I, you know, and I learned, and now I'm looking back on it as I'm training, you know, with mentors and coaches to bring my business to new levels. And I look back how innately I learned things at the age of 5 in business that I still apply today, that a lot of people have to learn. So I learned that when you sell a shell, you're not just selling a shell, you're selling a story about the shell. So I would actually explain to people that they weren't just buying a seashell, they were buying a piece of authentic Cape Cod history from me. And then I would tell them how I got the shells, and I would go out and dig the sea clams up with my grandfather, and I would explain that to them, and I would tell them how we cleaned the shells, and my grandfather would cook these most amazing Portuguese baked stuff sea clams, and then we were done. You know, we would clean the shells and paint them, and here they were for them to buy for just 25 cents.
Wow. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so it really, you know, now I look at that, like, I learned the power of a story and storytelling in your business and use that for sales when I was 5. But now that's what I teach people how to do on video, which was just amazing when I realized that thought and put the two together. I was like, wow.
And so how long did this go on? How long did you become the seashell maven of Providence?
Well, actually, it's really funny because I had a poet write a poem about me that was published, and he called me the seashell savior.
Seashell savior.
He said that he ended his poem with, "One day that girl will save us all if she hasn't already." And I have that framed. It's one of my favorite things from my childhood because it meant so much to me. But I sold seashells, and I expanded into lemonade and Kool-Aid occasionally as well in my business. And then as the years went on and I got older, I lost my cuteness factor. So that's where I learned about outsourcing.
Okay.
And I outsourced my younger brother, and I paid him a very handsome wage of $10. And then I kept all the rest of the profits.
Oh, you had it dialed in from the get-go, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I was all good.
That's cool. That's cool. So tell us a little bit about what you love.
I have always been in a position of just helping people. Whether, you know, when I was younger, when the seashell business changed, I was in the service business, working in my family's businesses, whether it was the whale watching, the ice cream store, different things like that. I was also a nanny. And then I actually went to college to become a nurse because I was just so into helping other people and seeing them flourish and be happy and feel loved. So that was such a big part of my core. Like, one of my core beliefs for me is love and connection. So I really am strongly driven by that, and I want to connect with other people and have them feel that way. It's one of the most important things to me in my life. So it really, that's kind of transpired through everything that I've done, whether it was back selling seashells and, you know, creating memories for people of their vacation, all the way to what I do now, which is helping people build their business using YouTube and video marketing.
And that's really cool. I think, you know, one of the things about Love Effing Works and the message of this podcast is resonance and love, right? And that is, you know, what your journey has become from, you know, that kid selling those seashells to now really leveraging massive market potential for businesses is that love, is that love for what you do. And that just ripples through, you know, your whole entire empire.
Yeah, it does. It does.
So let me ask you this. You know, we like to dig a little deep at Love Effing Works, and, you know, it's all about inspiring to love more and to find and build moments of love. But, you know, there also are moments that might not be that. They might be the complete opposite. In other words, they mm-hmm. might be depressing, desperate moments filled with despair. Yeah. We all go through it. Some sort of event. Is there a story that you could tell us of a time that you felt that love wasn't present?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, we go through cycles in our life that happens several times to us. And, you know, I think people like, wow, I don't really want those bad times to happen again. But, you know, those challenging times are your greatest gifts, because when something changes, or when you're in a situation where you don't feel that love and connection, and maybe you feel all alone, it means that something bigger is about to happen. And, you know, I learned that firsthand in a way that when I was pregnant with my son, it was my first pregnancy, I was sick. I was sick for my entire pregnancy with a severe migraine and morning sickness that I couldn't get out of bed.
Oh, wow.
At all. And, you know, I had built this huge web design business, and I was, you know, on the board for the Chamber of Commerce, and I was president of networking groups, and I was, you know, on the board for all of these huge organizations, and really, really active in my community. And that was my love and connection, because I was there helping people and helping them to build their businesses. And I loved every minute of it. But one thing that I learned was that I was giving and giving and giving so much that when it came time to take care of myself, the people just kind of disappeared. And so I went from thinking, you know, I had all these great friends and I had all this money coming in and I had this huge business and I was a part of everything, to when I wasn't capable to do that anymore, my phone stopped ringing, people didn't call, people actually left my business because they called me up and they would leave me voicemail messages with things like, wow, we know that you're having some trouble with your baby and all that, but, you know, we just got things that we got to get done, and like my customers were leaving by the handfuls, and I didn't know what to do. It was really a challenging time for me, and when I look back on that, at the time I thought it was one of the worst things ever, because now I have no friends and no money and no business and I'm all alone and I didn't really know what to do. But what I realized was, now when I look back on that was one of my greatest gifts, because letting go of all of that old opened up the door for something new and better. Ooh. And has put me exactly where I am now, which is incredible, because all those old friends went away. So I went on a journey when I got better to find new friends. And the people that I found to replace that space was amazing. And it's 100% of the reason of why I am where I am today, was because the new people came in and they were on a different level of where I needed to be, where I was supposed to be on this journey.
Oh, that's really inspiring. You kind of jump ahead to my next question is, you know, what you learned from this situation, you know, on the opposite side of love, opposite side of depression, desperation, and despair is the happiness, fulfillment, yeah. and love. And, you know, can you tell us a little bit more about how that fulfillment came about?
Oh, yeah. So being that, you know, I enjoy the love and connection part of things, I really was, you know, at this point, we were in bankruptcy. We lost our home. Our business was in shambles. My health wasn't that great. And we had all of these things going on. And then I had no friends or people that I could call. And it was just really, you know, difficult. So I said, where could I go to meet people that are positive, that are like-minded? And lo and behold, this Tony Robbins event is coming to town.
Oh,
and
the Tony Robbins guy.
Yeah, that Tony Robbins guy. And I had been to one of his seminars before and had amazing changes and just wonderful things happen in my life after going to that event. And, in fact, one of the big reasons why my husband and I were expecting a baby, and we were trying to have a baby for 5 years, and we went to a Tony Robbins event. We worked through some things at that Tony Robbins event, and we were expecting my son 2 months after our first Tony Robbins event.
Wow.
So I knew that there was something really great that happens there, and I wanted to go back, but I didn't have the money. I didn't have the money to buy a ticket at that point, much less a ticket for me, but also for my husband, and to find a babysitter for my baby. So I was like, wow, how am I going to make this happen? And then somebody told me that you could volunteer. And I was like, wow. I'm like, I've gotten so much back from going to this event already, and I have the opportunity to contribute and help thousands of other people go through this process. Sign me up. So I think, Dan, that's how you and I met, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For anybody that you know does have difficulty and wants to get a jump on things in life, you know, I've been through pretty much everything except the business mastery of Tony Robbins, and just a tremendous, tremendous resource of, you know, discovering who you are and becoming congruent and, you know, finding what it is that makes you tick. And it's, you know, you got to roll up your sleeves and dig deep because it's not the demons be out thing that, you know, people think. It's real hard work. You know, it really is.
Yeah. But worth it. I mean, what a difference. I mean, I look back, I've been, you know, my first Tony Robbins event was 4 years ago. And wow, I if you told me 4 years ago that this is what I would be doing, I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, I'm an introvert website designer and I stay at home and I don't talk to anybody and I just work on the computer. But, you know, it's a whole different world now.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those out there in Love Effing Works, in Love Nation, you know, I am an introvert too. I really am. I was thinking about this morning that, you know, I can't believe that I'm at this point helping people. And it makes me feel so blessed to have, you know, this platform and this technology that people can, you know, really dial into and hopefully grab a hold of. So.
Well, one thing that I've learned is that, and I know there's a quote out there somewhere, I'm sure, but, you know, to paraphrase in my own words, is that when your focus is on helping someone else, your fear and your things that are holding you back dissolve. They go away.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's a really big lesson to learn, you know, because I don't like being in front of crowds and stages and in the spotlight per se. But when I know that what I'm doing is going to change someone's life, is going to help them be better and help their community and their families and everything else, when you look at that whole big picture of the things that we do and how they impact other people, that's a huge, huge thing. And it's all about being vulnerable. Really, you know, learning to be vulnerable in a way that you're your authentic self. And when people see that, they know it's right for them and they can sense that in someone. And it really helps them to bring them out. And when you do that, you give others permission to do the same.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think the quote that you might be thinking of, at least the one that I know of, is, if you get off self and on purpose.
Yes. Right? Yes. That's a great one.
When you get off yourself, get over yourself, right? And on to your purpose, you know, that worry, that fear, that doubt really just goes completely away.
Yeah. And, you know, just give yourself permission to be vulnerable.
Absolutely.
And really, you know, can I tell you about an experience that I had that just changed my whole business, talking about negativity and all that?
Absolutely. Yes, please.
So a lot of people will say, like, social media and video and, you know, it's just a bunch of people complaining or, you know, this or that on social media. And you don't really know the impact that you make on someone when you're doing these things and you're just going out there and you're putting your message out there. So one day I had a really frustrating personal situation where a family member, I was working and I was doing and teaching an event, and a family member had decided that they didn't like what I was doing. And it's mostly because of fear, because they don't understand what it is that I'm doing with video and the internet and all that. They're an older generation and it's not really quite typical what we're doing online right now. So they voiced their opinion that they didn't like what I was doing, and they were really quite mean about it. And it was very, very hurtful to me. And I didn't understand why someone that I loved so much would say such mean things about me when I'm doing so much to help so many people. And why didn't they see the whole big picture of what I was doing? And when I looked back on it, I realized, and I stepped away and I said, you know, people are operating from the place that they know best. So they're doing the best that they can with what the tools that they have. And so looking at it from their space and stepping back, and instead of being hurt and reacting and angry with them and all of that, I just looked at it from the situation like, where are they coming from? What is their experiences that are playing into them making this decision and saying these things about me? And I realized that they had a lot of fear and worry about me that was coming from love, because they were worried, like, how is she going to make money, and why is she flying all over the world, and what is she doing telling all these people what to do, and you know, and that was from their space. So I wrote a post on my Facebook about that, and I said, you know, I realized that instead of getting angry with this person, that they were just coming from a place of love and a place of their own fear, but it actually really had nothing to do with me. It was really all about them.
Interesting.
And I put this post on Facebook, and I had my usual Facebook followers follow along. I mean, I have a full slate of almost 5,000 people on my Facebook page. And as, you know, the messages go on and people are responding, well, who would say something about you? And the typical response that you would expect from something like that. But I felt that I needed to put it out there for some reason, that I just needed to share this really personal, vulnerable moment, which is not typically something that I do.
Yeah.
And the next morning I wake up and I have this message in my Facebook messages. And it's from someone that I don't know, or maybe I just forgot their name. And the message started out with, I don't know you. I saw your post that my friend shared. And I'm like, okay. And then my first question was, well, how did this one message get into my inbox instead of my other box on Facebook if we're not connected? Which was, you know, the universe, guidance, whatever happened, I have no idea. Yeah. Because I wasn't connected to this person on Facebook, but somehow that message was in my inbox, which I thought about that. I'm like, wow. So then as I'm reading on in the message, the man goes on to explain that he logged onto Facebook last night to post his suicide note.
Whoa.
And he saw the post that his friend shared with my message of it being about them, and it really has nothing to do with you, and it's their own fears that they're operating under. And, you know, and he wrote to me that he went on Facebook to post his suicide note. And when he read that, it made him think about his life in a totally different way. And he wanted to let me know that this morning he went to a therapist and he's getting help, and he's going to stay and live his life. And the therapist had suggested to him that he send me this message to let me know that I made a difference.
Holy moly. I got goosebumps.
And I cried, and I was sitting at my desk just crying, and my husband comes running into my office like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, read this, you've got to read this message. And he's just like, whoa, you know. And that's when I realized that you don't know. You don't know what else is going on in someone else's life. And if you just live from a place of love, that I understand what you've done, and if someone does something to you and maybe you feel like it's mean, that's just you running your beliefs, and mm-hmm. they're just running their beliefs. So forget about all of that and just love people for the way that they are.
Absolutely.
And let
Absolutely.
It go. Just yeah. let it go.
Absolutely.
And that was such a huge lesson for me. I mean, it's changed everything that I do, the way that I do business, the way that I live my life, everything from that one message.
Yeah, I have goosebumps from this story, Jessica, and I hope that, you know, the people out there listening right now just really understand, you know, even, you know, in your day-to-day life, you know, there's people that you're going to come up with, right? And some people are going to be in good moods and they're going to be in bad moods. And this is kind of what prompted Love Effing Works for me, and it's a story in the book, but it really was the actualization of some method that I had that, just to get into a little bit, I got a speeding ticket.
Uh-oh.
In my dream car, okay? I had a speeding ticket in my dream car, and so, short story long, is that I'm paying the ticket, and I had to be at court that day, and it was a completely unresourceful situation, right? You know, there's 400 people in a room, and they're all mad at life and victim, you know, they feel like a victim mm-hmm. of the system and all that. And so I decided I really needed to become the opposite of that, yeah. of their energy, because it was really bringing me down. I mean, it was like, I was yeah. like getting twitchy, kind of like, I got to get out of here. And so when I approached the bench and I talked to the clerk for, you know, for the case, she ended up, you know, resolving that right there and right then. And you know, I tell the story in the book that, you know, the clerk Colleen, and we kind of had a little exchange afterwards. She said, you know, look, I've never experienced somebody so happy here at this point at the bench. And I said, what alternative is there? I said, look mm-hmm. around, you have, you know, extreme negativity, extreme, you know, almost violence, you know, it could revolt here in any second. And I said, I just choose to make you, I want you to have a great day. And she goes, I think you just changed my life. So you really don't know, you know, how other people, you know, are going about their day. But, you know, when you approach it with love, a heart-centered approach, you know, you really can make a difference. So that's my story.
Awesome. Yeah, it really, and that's the biggest point, is that you really can make a difference. It's just something simple, a smile.
Yep.
That's all. Sometimes.
Absolutely. That's all it takes. So, you know, here at, at Love Effing Works, we're encouraging the practices of making our weakness our strength. Is there a weakness or a flaw that you conquered?
You know, that whole story was a big part of it for me, because I used to take everything personally. And I would be really hurt and wounded and, you know, based on someone would say something mean, or somebody would do something, or maybe somebody didn't live up to the expectations that I was holding for them. And that was a really big lesson for me, in that just let it go. They're doing the best they can with what they have, mm-hmm. and just love them for who they are. And that took so much stress out of my life, because now there is no expectations and there is no letdowns and there is no failures, because everything just is how it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, so how do you get so much done? I mean, you've got such a productive life, and, you know, just kind of shifting gears here a little bit. You know, you've got your book, you've got your video course, you're a speaker, you're a mom, you're a wife. How do you get it all done?
Well, there are days. There are definitely days.
Sure.
But it really, you know, and what I'm learning now is building a team. And when you have a mission and you have a purpose and you're really solid in what your mission and purpose is, people will just step up because they want to be a part of that. They want to contribute and they want to help. So I've had amazing people in my life just come forward and say, I love what you're doing. How can I help?
Wow.
And everything from, you know, design to services to virtual assistants. I mean, on a regular basis, I have people say, I want to learn from you. And can I just come and work with you as an intern? So it's just people just really at their core want to help you if they believe in you. So that really, you know, building the team of people around me has been the greatest factor for me.
Very cool. Very cool. So, you know, again, you're a wife, mother, and author, YouTube dominatrix.
Oh, I don't know about that.
How fulfilling is your life on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, it's an 11. You know, I wake up every day and I count my blessings and I do a gratitude flood before my feet even hit the floor. And I think about all the wonderful things that I get to do every day. I mean, it's amazing, like such a gift. And someone just pointed it out to me again the other day. And they're like, I wish I could do what you do, in that my son loves volcanoes. And so we were talking about taking him to a real volcano and the power of the universe and manifesting and law of attraction and all of that. I get this phone call that says, hey, we'd like for you to come out and speak at this business conference in Hawaii in August. Oh, and I'm like, excellent. I'm going to take my son to see a real volcano.
That's great.
And, you know, so it's just sitting back and like, wow, you know, my son is 4 and he flies with me everywhere. And, you know, he's been to all of these amazing places. And what an education, you know, for a little boy to see all of that, you know, firsthand and not just from a book or a video.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you're really setting up right. You know, we've had discussions several months, if not years ago, about, you know, our dreams and goals and being able to have our family and our children around us when we do the stuff our love, that when we do the stuff we love is, you know, high on that goal list. And so I applaud you for doing that. That's just super, super cool.
Yeah. You know, it's everything's possible. It really, if you want to do it, there's a way. There is a way.
Absolutely. You just have to ask. You just have to ask for it.
Yep. Who can do this? Who can help me with this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So kind of ending the long form of this interview and then we're going to get into some really quick questions. The lightning love round, we're going to call it. And what would you say to someone out there who might be struggling?
Love Effing Works, episode 3.
Living a fulfilled life or have a poor relationship, business. You know, what advice could you offer?
I found, and for me, that those moments of struggle were the moments where I wasn't clear on what it is that I wanted. Those moments where I wasn't sure, well, do I want to do website design or do I want to do this or, you know, do I want to have kids or not? Maybe I don't. Or all of those times, all of those challenges that I had in my life were simply because I wasn't clear and very specific on what it is that I wanted. So if you're at the point in your life where it does feel a bit challenging for you, then really just sit back and take an hour or so and daydream. And just dream in your wildest dreams, what is it that you want? And forget about everybody else and what they want and their stories and their stuff. Just think about what it is that you want for you. And the sky's the limit, because you really truly can have whatever you want. It's there for you. You just have to focus on it.
Yeah, the greatest thing about the manual that we receive when we're born is that there's no limits.
Yeah, it's empty. You get to write it.
That's right. You get to write it, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on to the lightning round, and then we're gonna wrap this thing up. So, who do you love most in your life?
Oh, it's definitely my family, for sure. It really, you know, they drive me every day, and what I do is to make it better for them. You know, a better life for my husband and my son, and so that we can have all of these awesome experiences and visit volcanoes and things like that.
Very cool. Very cool. What's the best advice you've ever received about love?
You know, the best, I think, the thing is let it go. And it really, if you try, the more that you try and control and restrict, the less control that you do have. So if, you know, you truly love someone, just let them be who they are and love them for that.
Very, very cool. I completely agree.
I thought you might.
Well, what's your definition of love?
I think love is definitely, it's selflessness. It's really being there for someone to anticipate their needs, to help them and to do whatever it takes, you know, to help them be happier, to help them be better without expecting anything in return. And that's the biggest thing, is that too many people will give something and expect something in return. And once you let go of that expectation that it's a give and take, it changes everything.
Yeah, when you just give for giving's sake, you get back, I think, 1,000-fold, I think, is the new MIT study. No, I don't know if it's a study, but it really does. It really does. Kind of a goofy question here, but if you get a little tired and down, is there a little fun food that you absolutely love that's a pick-me-up?
Not necessarily a food per se, but it's a place for me. So a place for me would be Disney World.
Oh, okay.
I happen to live very close by, and whenever I'm feeling a funk, I'll say, everybody get in the car, let's go, we're going to the happiest place on earth.
That's cool, I like that. Do you have a favorite love song?
A favorite love song, yes. It's Forever and Always, which happens to be my wedding song and inscribed on our rings from our wedding day.
Oh, cool. Forever and Always. Who sings that?
It's, you know what it is? Is that it's a country song, and it's probably the only one country song that I've ever liked. And that's why we chose that for our wedding, because other than that, I just don't like country music.
All right, we'll have to Google that one, Love Nation. That's great. And the final question is, what do you love most about yourself?
About myself? I think one of my things is that my adaptability. So I always see the good in things, and it doesn't really, like, yeah, I do get down, and sometimes, you know, I have those negative thoughts and all of that, but I've learned to quickly say, hey, and this is how it is, and this is how it doesn't need to stay that way, so let's do something about it. So I've always just been able to overcome adversity pretty quickly and move on to the next thing. And everything's a learning lesson.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, one final question. How can people get in touch with you?
Sure. That's really easy. It's just my website, jessicabrace.com.
All right. Very simple. That's great. You know, that's awesome. I think I've enjoyed our time here together, and I really thank you for coming on the show here today. And if there's any parting words that you would like to say, I would give you the floor for a couple of seconds.
Absolutely. I mean, just everyone out there, just be true to you. And, you know, if more people started doing that and more people started being authentic and living who they really were, then it'll make a difference in this world, I promise you. And, you know, whether it's video for your business or even just walking down the street and smiling at someone, it'll make a difference, I promise.
Very cool. Very cool, Jessica. I thank you very much for coming on the show again today. And, yeah, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan.
So that wraps up another edition of Love Effing Works. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And as I always say, remember, love who you are, love the one you're with, and love all that you do. Because, Jessica?
Love effing works.
Woohoo! All right.
Yeah!
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Dan.